Welcome to Energetis Talk Show. I'm a big fan of the book The Healing Code, and I do the meditations 3 times a day. I especially enjoy the music that comes with it by the composer Elio. Today we have a conversation about the healing power of music. Enjoy. Welcome to Energetis Talk Show. I am excited to share a healing modality with you today that I use myself about 3 times a day. It's a book called The Healing Code, and the exercise is a meditation where you use the most beautiful music ever. You find out what limited beliefs you most need to heal and pick a piece of music from Elio that fits that. You have 12 pieces of music: unforgiveness, harmful actions, unhealthy beliefs, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, trust, humility, and self-control. Today, Elio will explain how he composed this beautiful music and how you can heal your energy by it. Elio picked up his first acoustic guitar at age 7, and today his relationship with music is one of passion and creativity. Welcome, Elio.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm so impressed.
I love the Danish language.
Oh, really? That is so nice to hear, because I think a lot of Danish people, we feel that it's such an ugly language. So thank you for that. And you even learned some Danish words.
I did. Just went on Google. But for today, to keep it simple and easy, we'll just speak English.
Let's do that. Definitely.
Sounds good.
But thank you for joining me all the way from Australia.
And thanks for inviting me. This is good.
You are so welcome. I've really been looking forward to this, Elio, because, you know, I stumbled upon your music because I read the book The Healing Code. And it was actually one of my very good friends who called me and said, Gitte, you need to read that book. And I was a little bit like, oh, you know, healing and meditations 3 times a day, and when will I ever have time to do that? But my story is that I've been suffering from migraines my whole adult life. And I thought, you know, I need to be open to everything and attached to nothing. I can at least give it a try. And what I love is that I love, you know, like very concrete things that I can do. And
Sure. So
when I found out that each meditation, like each belief, has a piece of music added to it, it made it so much easier for me that I know, oh, this week I'm working on patience. So I have a piece of music that fits that. So
Yes. For
me, I'm so happy I could do the happy dance right now, because this is just really working for me. And I really didn't realize before this how much of an impact music really has on the mind, on the emotions, on your body, on your health. So can you please share with us, Elio, how did you start your connection with The Healing Code and Alex, the author?
I got in touch with Alex last year, and I think it was about April. And my partner, Julia, who's a homeopath and a kinesiologist, she engages in a lot of healing modalities. And one of them was the healing code. And so she suggested that I try the healing codes for my own healing purposes. So I began the process of doing the healing codes, and then Julia suggested that I write music for it. So, and proposed this to Dr. Alex Lloyd. So what I did is I just composed a small piece of music, and I emailed him and just told him I'm a composer and I'd love to write for the healing codes. And here's a small sample. And I'd say within 2 days, he was completely rapt. He loved the music. And from there, that's where it pretty well began, the process of writing the music for the healing codes. So what I did was I was doing the healing codes and writing the music at the same time. So I wanted to get as much detail and the what was a really important factor for me was to connect with each emotion. So that was the beginning of the music.
Wow. And I'm so curious, because how do you, I know that's your job and that's what you do, but I'm just curious, how do you connect which music goes with which emotion? Because there's a difference between listening to kindness and listening to humility, for example.
Yes. And that's a good question. Very good question. And for me, there were three to four stages to writing this album, and specifically for the Healing Code. So firstly, I emotionally connected to each of the virtues and statements, so to get a real sense of the emotions with each code. So I do this by relating the emotions to my own life and experiences, which I will explain one of them a little bit later on. So once I'm able to feel a connection, then I begin the process of writing the music. So the word here is feeling, and I think that's one aspect to writing music. You need to connect, like you connect with a person, you connect with an object. You need to connect and feel. And when it feels right, like it does for me, when it feels right, then I know I'm in the flow. I'm trusting my intuition, and it just starts to flow. So, for example, the song Patience, the main instruments in that song is the oud, piano. There's percussion, strings, and guitar. And for me, when I think and feel the word patience, I get a sense of trusting the unknown, the uncertainty, the mystery of life, but feeling safe at the same time, and the feeling of this self-achievement. And so I wanted to give that element of mystery, and I wanted the listener to feel safe. And with the notion that your dream, the message, or whatever it is you need to get clarification comes with patience, stillness, and just allowing your feelings to trust in what we cannot see, and just allow.
Yes. The feeling I get, Elio, when I listen to Patience is very much like, okay, I'm not doing anything. I'm being done. I can take my foot off the speeder for a while and just trust that everything I need to be happy and to make other people happy, it's already there. It's just flowing.
Exactly. Great. And so it's lovely to hear that that's what you felt, because I believe also in the power of intention. So I've created that intention and that feeling of allowing.
Exactly.
It's almost hard to describe, but you know, once I connect to the, you know, once I connect with that emotion, the next step would be I commence with a theme, and I set a structure. So with the theme, I use certain instruments that I feel resonate with each particular code. So I base that on feeling. So, you know, like the oud, the piano, it just comes to me, and then I know I'm on the path. I feel it. It feels right. The oud especially resonates with me, because it's like you pluck a string and you just feel that vibration through your body. And for me, that was an important instrument for this particular song choice. But apart from that, then there's also structure. Like all music, music has structure, but specifically classical music like Mozart and Vivaldi, they have specific structure. So they produce these sound waves in organized patterns. And within these patterns are these vital elements, including time, frequencies, volume. So when you're listening to music, the ear is receiving these musical sound waves, and waves that they arrive in different frequencies, and we measure that in hertz. So it's these frequencies that stimulate the brain and thus affect different functions of the mind and the body. So
Wow, sorry to interrupt, but I just got an aha moment because my chiropractor just said, go home and listen to classical music. And I asked him, can't I just listen to any music? And he said, exactly what you just explained. Exactly. That is so interesting to me.
Yeah, it's very true, which I'll talk to in more depth about that. But once, you know, I connect with the emotion, you set the theme and the structure, I allow myself to relax or meditate. And what I call this, which you would do, I'm sure, often is being in the zone where you just allow for that inspiration to take over and just trust what I'm writing. So I think you'll notice when in the music, because I'm a big fan of film and world music.
Yeah.
So, you know, you ask why I use certain instruments. And I think what comes into that is an influence of film and world music using different instruments. So that's why you'll hear the oud in Patience. It comes from a sort of an Asian background. And so each piece of music has a theme, but the theme was based around the emotion. So it was important for me to feel that emotion so that I can convey that within the music. But I think a very, very powerful part to anything, whether you're a coach, a speaker, a composer, intention. What's our intention? What's my intention? And what's, you know, your intention as a coach? What is it you want your listener to hear, feel, experience? So that is a very important for me.
Yeah, and also, and that was... oh, sorry, Eli, but also that's I just wanted to really point this out, that that's the reason you do a prayer before each meditation and listening to each piece of music. The Healing Code has a prayer where you really set a very strong intention. So that's you're very right on key on the word intention, because if you don't have a strong intention, then what you're doing, it's really not working. So when people say, oh, you know, they've watched the movie The Secret, or, you know, they say, oh, the law of attraction doesn't work. It's the universe works on intention.
Exactly. Exactly. And for me to enhance that process, when I say process, to enhance your experience as the listener, I've also set the intention and the prayer. And I always... when I wrote each piece of music, I said a prayer, I set an intention, and that was to ask God to bless the music, and that for every person that listened to the album, to ask that the music heal their hearts. I also say a prayer for every person that purchases the music online, or whether they purchase a CD with the same intention. You know, on my way to the post office, I'll say, you know, I'll set my prayer, dear God, I ask that you bless this music for this person. And I would say their name. So I believe setting that intention and a prayer is very powerful, and a very powerful combination to, you know, to one's healing. Thank you.
Yes, and I just tell the listeners, please go and listen to Elio's music on YouTube. You can, you know, do it for free. You can click Elio's picture on my website and get free samples, little samples of each music. And it is so beautiful. And just sit down and give yourself 6 minutes a day, three times a day. It's such a gift, but it's such a good investment in your mental and physical health. For me, it is very good to have it as a ritual, because I set the intention that, oh, I want to listen to music every day. But you know, very often the days they just go by and I don't get around to it. But putting it in as a ritual, it really works. So also, you know, you touched on the word feeling a lot, and we have all heard the phrase, you have to feel it before you can heal it. So if you don't exactly. get in contact with your feelings, and what I have learned by listening to your music and doing the healing code especially, is that I have done so many things to heal myself where I was doing too much. And this was such an aha moment for me, because I found out I don't need to do anything. I just need to be, I need to be in, I'm not a human doing, I'm a human being. And that's I'm right. a very like intellectual person, and I love to go out there and do something. I'm like, yes. you know, I need to do the total opposite. I need to be in alignment with my higher potential. I need to be in alignment with love. And when I'm in alignment with love at least three times a day, it actually passes on to the rest of the day.
What, only three times a day? You only experience love three times a day?
No, when I'm in alignment with love, listening to your music three times a day, I'm saying it passes on to all the other hours. So let's say you start your morning with a meditation. That energy carries through the rest of the day. Whereas if you start your morning with watching the news, that's the energy that'll carry on for the rest of the day. So that's what I mean by putting a ritual into your life and having these morning, afternoon, and right before you go to bed. You know, like if I feed myself with the healing music right before I go to sleep, that's the energy I carry into my dreams at night. And I watch the news right before I go to sleep or have a fight with my husband, I'll have nightmares all night. You know, it's just my message is that it's not something you just do three times a day or one time a day. It's something that carries on for your whole life, for your every day.
That's right. Yeah, very important. And you set the scene, and so your body is conditioned to know that when it wakes up, it enters a state of relaxation, meditation, prayer, intention, and music is a big part of that as well.
Yes. And also what you said, Elio, about the music from movies. I mean, we have all experienced watching a movie and just being totally emotionally into it because of the music. If you took the music away from that movie, it wouldn't have the same effect.
Yeah, and movies, I find, you know, when you listen to music at a movie, depending on what type of movie, what would be one? One that I really, really love the music. The Last Samurai. Have you seen The Last Samurai?
Yes, yes.
Okay, I have the soundtrack, and it moves me, and that's what I feel music's all about. It's well for me. It's evoking. Well, music evokes healing and love.
Yes.
And so my music is intentionally emotional, but I get that inspiration from movies like that, The Last Samurai, where it just moves you.
Yeah.
And you feel, and it's, you know, you just can't describe it.
Yeah. It's like, you know, I mean, that's what I always say, like, okay, making love without music is like having a salad without dressing on it. I mean, it's just... You know, you just give it that extra.
I love metaphors. That's good.
You know, why not use it? I mean, it's free. Once you, you know, have it, you can play it over and over again.
And for me, coming from an Italian background, it's like having lasagna with no sauce and
exactly.
no egg in it.
Exactly. You
know,
yes.
Just be boring and
yes.
plain.
We need to spice up our feelings once in a while because we are so much stuck in our mind. So this is just a great tool to get out of our minds for a little while and then into our hearts. What I also loved about the healing code was that you actually go online and you take a spiritual test. So you learn not what you think you need to work on from your head, but what you actually need to work on, because that's what your heart is telling you. And the heart always overrules the mind when it comes to healing.
Absolutely. So heart is the function.
Yeah. And I thought it was so interesting doing that test. I was like, whoa, I really scored high on exactly patience. I'm very impatient and I need to work on humility as well. So, you know, because I compare myself with other people a lot, and it's never good to compare yourself with others.
Yeah. Why do you do that? If I may ask.
Well, you know, it's a longer story, but just to make it really short, I'm like an overachiever. I mean, like my mother, she is this very successful person. She's good looking. She has always been very smart. My dad was an alcoholic and he died from drinking alcohol and he didn't really know how to live this life.
Right.
So what I translated in my head was either you're going to be perfect or you're going to die. And that drives me to really achieve a lot, which has also worked wonders for me because I'm very good at reaching my goals and getting things done. And I'm very effective. But the downside on that is a migraine brain that says, please, Gita, you are not a human doing. You are a human being. And you need to fill up your own cup before you can give other people.
Very true.
So, you know, I'm very aware of why I'm behaving that way. But, you know, Elio, it's so funny. And it's a really good question because there's a huge difference between knowing why. Because I have known why I have migraines, like the psychological component to the migraines. I have known that for years. But if you don't heal it on a cell level, it doesn't really make a difference. It's like, you know, just putting the furniture in a different place. You know what I'm saying? You don't really go in depth. Going to a psychiatry, I've never really done that, but and it can work for some people. But, you know, I don't think it would work for me just to sit and talk about it for 20 hours. It's more, you know, it's not to talk down on that. It has its place as well as a healing modality, but I can only speak from my own experience. And for me, I needed to do something that really, really goes deep, 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 deep. And that's what I find with the music can do for me. What therapy, I don't think it can do that for me.
And that look, everybody has their own experiences and
And I respect that totally.
Yeah, it's interesting that we all know that music's very powerful because it's a language that somehow bypasses the intellect. So it's a language that we understand on an intuitive level. We don't have to reason through music to comprehend it, and the intellect can actually take a rest while, you know, you're listening to the music, because the complex combination of sounds that you're hearing is beyond, you know, our reasoning process. So we instinctually know that in order to fully appreciate the depth and the breadth of the musical communication, it is best not to think. So we listen to music from a state of consciousness in which the mind is involved in minimal effort and ultimately just completely at rest. And it's interesting because how can we prove that music does heal? And I get asked that question, how do we know it does work?
Mm-hmm.
And I sort of, the answer to that for me is, well, okay, look, there are lots of proven research and studies that have clinically shown that music, and in particular, classical music stimulates the brain and does magical things like enhances the storage of and recall of memory. It improves focus, it reduces stress, you know, aids relaxation, and so forth. But for me, it still goes back to intention and feeling. You can have structure, you can have themes, you know, like the Healing Code. It's got all those things, but you must have something else. And that, I think, that recipe, just to, you know, to the icing on the cake, is your intention, the feeling behind it. And I well, this is my belief. If we got, let's say we lined up 10 violinists, all right, they're all virtuosos. They're all virtuosos. I asked you to close your eyes. They all what I want, you know, the vision would be you would have to choose one violin player that resonates with you. And what they would do is they would play the same, each violinist would play the same song, same technique, but for you, one or two will resonate with you more than the other. Why is that? If we've got all the technicality in place, every musician plays the same note, same dynamic, same everything, one's going to resonate with you. Why?
Why? Energy, vibration, intention.
Exactly. It's their intention. It's their feeling. You're going to resonate with that person, even though the other guy plays it the same, different energy.
Definitely. And also what you said, Elio, about you make a very strong intention every time you compose music, and you even do a prayer for everybody who purchase your music. I think that the power of intention, if you start doing that, every time you do something, you just set an intention before. Like even just before you post something on Facebook. I mean, really, like little things. If you make it a habit to say, okay, what's my intention by posting this?
Exactly.
What kind of value would that bring to other people? Before I go in and do a power talk, I always sit in my car for 5 minutes and meditate on my intention. Because, and basically, your intention is either in alignment with love or fear. Because we actually only have two emotions, and that's love and fear.
Exactly.
So everything you think and say and do will either be aligned with love and fear. And setting that intention before you go in, like before I have a business meeting, you know, I set the intention to be my highest good, and the outcome must be the highest good for everybody. So if, you know, it's not the highest good for the company, then don't hire me.
Yes.
You know, it's just a really strong intention. And that's also what Wayne Dyer, he always says, be open to everything and attached to nothing. So you set your intention, you're open, but you're not attached to a certain outcome because you trust that the outcome is for the higher good. You might not think that it's the highest good right now because you think, oh, I needed that contract because I needed the money. But, you know, you never know the end of all things. The universe might really protect you.
Yeah, and you know, sometimes that's not easy to experience. But when you're in that space of intention, and when I get into that space, and especially when I'm writing music, I'm in that space of I've set the intention, and for me, I need to be moved. Also, like when I write music, if I'm moved emotionally, then that generally comes in the form of tears for me, tears of joy.
Yes.
And so I feel that if music moves me, I know that's going to move the listener because I've set that intention. I've just given that energy of love into the music. It's very emotional. So that person, I'm fairly confident that person, you know, listens to the music will feel that.
Yes. I feel that when I listen to music, I get tears in my eyes sometimes. And I see it. And you asked before, you know, how do we know that music heals? Well, you know, just think about tears. That's a kind of a detox. That's an emotional detox when you have tears coming out of your eyes. And also just feel it. I mean, don't even go for proof. I mean, I can just feel that I feel more relaxed. I feel better. I get less migraines. What more do you want?
That's it. There's the answer. Their experiences, I just think that's the most powerful proof you can get. And I've been asked that before, and I just said, well, here's some experiences from what people have said. And I mean, I have my own experiences. I mean, I'm human. I have issues to clear, or emotions to clear. And when I wrote, it's quite interesting, because when I wrote Unforgiveness, while I was writing, I was thinking about a dear friend of mine. He was one of my best friends, like a brother. And I had some unresolved emotions that I wanted to heal with him, because it was just, I could feel it in my heart. And I thought, how do I deal with this? So while I was writing, I just had him in the back of my mind. And because the intention was, I want to heal this, so I don't feel this towards him. And by the end of the song, that emotion of unforgiveness cleared. And I went to Julie and said, I don't have this uncomfortable feeling with him anymore. It's just completely gone. And she said, well, that's great. And I said, I don't know how to explain, but it's gone.
And you don't have to explain it.
No, I don't, but it was cathartic. And
yes.
I just can't explain it, but it was gone.
And also, I would like to touch on the word forgiveness, because a lot of people, they misunderstand what forgiveness actually means. They think that, oh, if I forgive somebody, I say that what they did to me was okay. But you actually don't forgive for the other person. You forgive for yourself to set that emotional bond free and say, you know, I might not want you over for coffee, but I still forgive you. You know, it doesn't have to be your new best friend, but you just say, no. I forgive you, because I don't want to carry around that baggage of negative emotions.
Exactly. And really, it is about us, isn't it? It's not about you, because it's there. I guess, what are they? They're the precipitators, they're the instigators to healing our own emotion and seeing our own issues that we need to clear. So they bring it up.
They do.
Even though they're the physical, and we human beings are on a very simple plane where we would generally attack, you know, you've done this to me, you've done this, but really they're just helping us deal with our own emotions.
Yeah, and it's because we're taught to live from our egos instead of from our spirit, and our egos, they want to be right. And you know, yes, the ego speaks loudest and it speaks for the longest time. And that's also why you need to bring in a little meditation if you don't want to have the ego take over your whole life. The ego says, you know, I am what other people think about me. I am how much money I make. I am my position in society. But the truth is that you are unlimited potential, that you are so much more than your roles. And
yes,
if you live in that illusion that you are your ego, then you create pain all the time, over and over again.
Yeah, and some of those words are used, and I'm very excited to put this on YouTube, but I've put a video together on for the song Patience that goes for 6 minutes, which will be a free download. But I've used some of those words as affirmations within the video because I wanted it to be about that you have the unlimited potential and, you know, why is it you're here? So while you're listening to music, you get to read about get a sense of an introspective feel on you. What is it you're here for and what do you need to do in order to move forward? But I'll put that up shortly and then, you know, you can share it. But it'll be a free download for people.
I'll put a link below this podcast so people can go and listen to that for sure. Yeah. I love that you put affirmations in it.
Yeah. And it's funny because I actually wrote this for myself. And it's what I generally do. I find that these are my own experiences. So when you read them, they come from a place of the past, the present, and the future. And things like, why am I here? What am I here to do? What inspires me? And so there's some of the affirmation. As opposed to saying, there were more questions that I asked, and or things that I've asked in my time from, as I said, past, present, future, and say, well, what inspires me? So that's what I put in the video. So when you read it, it's almost like you are talking to yourself, not from a third party.
But I like, Elio, that you actually ask the questions, because I really feel that our roles as human beings is actually to ask the right question and, again, trust that the universe will bring the answer to you. Sometimes, yes, if I try too hard to find the answer, I mess it up. But if I just like meditate, I can go even for a walk in the woods and I can just meditate on one question. Like, okay, what's the perfect title for my next book? And I just let it go. And then it comes to me. It seems like it's not something that comes from me, but it comes from something bigger, I guess, my higher potential, whatever you want to call it. But it's like I don't have to figure it out.
No. Yes. It's almost like doing a Google search. You don't have to figure it out. You just type it in. What is the name of my next book?
I love that. Yes.
And then you just go online and you'll get, you know, like 20 pages of,
yes,
how do I write my next book or title? And you don't have to think because it comes to you.
Yes.
So it's like that. It's like the mind. You're telling the mind. It's like a Google search.
Yes.
You're telling Google, what's the name of my, you know, next book? And it'll find it for you and just allow it to come to you, I guess.
How have you experienced that people can use this music and healing in the corporate world? I'm thinking that we are bombarded with noise all day in our work at environment a lot of times, and we are in our head all the time. Do you have any experience with employees going into a quiet room, doing this for 6 minutes?
I'm not sure if I'm just trying to think and even having a look, actually. I have lots of people experiencing the music. I can give you, what would you call them? Some experience, but not so much in an office. I had one lady here in Adelaide who bought the music and she said it was one for her office. Did you want me to, could I share some just general?
Definitely. And you know, before you do that, Elia, I'll just say I would love to help you getting this music into the work environment, because I think it'll do wonders there, because it's so quick. You just need 6 minutes. So
exactly.
I think it's the perfect healing modality and anti-stress thing to introduce to offices and working environments.
And not only that, it doesn't even have to be 6 minutes. Music works on a subliminal level as well. So even if you're working in an office environment and you have music playing throughout the day.
Wow, yes, of course.
That's powerful in itself.
Yes, of course.
You're not thinking about it. You're not focused on it, but it's there and it's supporting you.
Exactly. So please share your story. What was the experience?
There's quite a few, but I had one. There's a lady, there was a mother who posted this on Facebook, and her child had undergone a liver transplant, and she bought the music for the Healing Codes. And while her son was having a liver transplant, she was playing the music for him during his recovery. And I'll just read out what she wrote, actually, if that's all right.
Mm-hmm, of course.
My son Jake had a liver transplant 9 days ago. Elia was kind enough to send me the music. I have been playing the music for Jake during his recovery and noticed something very cool. Jake had a rough time coming off the breathing tube, and when he did, he needed extra oxygen for a few days. His breathing was hard and fast into the 60s on the machine. It should be in the 20s, early 30s. I started to play Elio's music, and in less than a minute, his breathing went into the 20s, and Jake looked so much more relaxed. This was not a fluke, because every time I played the music, his breathing would return to a normal pattern. The nurses were amazed at how it would drop into normal zone so fast. I wish I took the video. So that was...
It gives me the chills. I'm just, oh.
Yeah. Yeah, it brought me to tears when I read that. And it's that acknowledgement of knowing I'm in alignment. I'm serving purpose. And for me, it just tears of joy were streaming when I read that. And she had a video of him, actually, and she just wrote this. This is a video of Jake waking up from a general anesthesia today after procedure. I played Elio's music for an hour before he woke up. If you have ever been under general anesthesia, you know how horrible it is to wake up to. We usually have to hold Jake down and work hard to keep him calm. Not the case today. See how calm he is and chill and perfect vitals too. Not sure what we would do without Elio's healing music. So that was lovely.
You know, and I'm even thinking, Elio, that is such an amazing story, and I think it should be used in every operation room. I think back, and also, and you know what it is? It's back to the emotion, vibration, intention. I remember when I needed to have my appendix removed.
Right.
And I was laying there before I got the anesthesia, and the doctor, he didn't show up, the one that was going to like lead the whole thing. And the other doctors in there started to badmouth him, like, oh, he's always late, you know, where is he? And this kind of bad energy started, and I just said, please, people, stop the bad energy here. Please think positive thoughts, say something positive about him, and I would love you to just, you know, please respect that this is my body that you are getting to cut in. And if you would please just do positive talking. But if I had known better, I would have brought your music. I would have given them positive affirmations to say why they cut me open. Because I really feel it's important. And you're right. Also, when I woke up from the anesthesia, I felt so, so sick. And I threw up all over. So I'm sure that if I had listened to some positive music, it would have changed everything.
And the hospitals are definitely opening up to the idea of having music played, and that's really great. It's a slow progression, but it's happening more often. And there are hospitals playing music, healing music, during an operation or after or prior to the operation. So
you know what, Elio, you need to compose a welcome to this world music. So in the delivery rooms, that's what they need to play.
Yes, that would be, sure, I better make a note of that.
Wouldn't that be beautiful? Welcome to the world.
Welcome to the world, yes. I get a sense of that for me. Interesting you said that. Welcome to the world. I just had a vision of a child entering the world, and my next children's album, which is in the pipeline, is based on that, based on welcome to this world. That's what music's about.
Welcome to a loving world. We have to have the word loving in. Yes.
Yes, and that's what the music's about. And so, yeah, that's also in the pipeline. But I like the line, welcome to this world, or something like that. Welcome
something
to this
like,
loving
world. Yeah, something that they could play in every delivery room in the whole world.
That would be fantastic.
Wouldn't that be a good idea?
If you have a quick answer to that, let me know.
You know, we'll work on that, Elio, after this. Yeah. We won't work on it. We'll meditate on it. It'll come to us.
That's right. Actually, some hospitals are already playing my music around the world. And one of them is here. We have a hospital called the Women's and Children's Hospital. So we are currently testing it out in 10 wards. And that's been in operation for just a couple of months. So that's quite exciting. And there are some hospitals in America that I believe is playing it. And I think the one is the Mayo Hospital,
yeah.
Mayo Children's Hospital.
Yeah.
And there's one in Denver, Colorado, the Denver, Colorado Children's Hospital. I think they're playing it as well, but I need to confirm that.
Yeah, it's so simple. I mean, it's just common sense that music can heal, and the energy of the music makes a huge difference. We've all tried to walk into a clothing store having to leave the store again because they play some kind of angry music. Haven't you tried that a lot?
Yeah, sometimes it's depending on maybe what sort of age bracket you come from. So if you're a teenager.
That's right. That's probably because probably I'm 40.
Your mother, you know?
Yes.
When you get older, like me, you start at the 40s, then you want to find music that is a bit more relaxed.
I mean, why? If I walk into Victoria's Secret, I want to hear Let's Get It On. I don't want to hear some kind of angry rap music.
Yeah, that's fair enough. But, you know,
and I'll spare you from singing, but just an example.
Music has a place for everybody, depending on age and... It'll, you know, for a teenager, pop music or hip hop, it resonates with them on some level. They connect with words and you know, so if it resonates, you know, I listen to a lot of varied music, and I'm very accepting of everything that's out there because once again, it's all based on energy.
That is.
And so everybody's is connecting with music.
Definitely.
On some level, whether it be pop, hip hop, rap. It doesn't matter because, let's say, a teenager, that would resonate and go, yeah, that means a lot to me because, you know, I'm dealing with anxiety and they bring that out in that teenager. So for some reason, certain music like hip hop or has a place because...
I like some hip hop too. I mean, it's not that I say all hip hop is bad, but I'm just saying as an example that sometimes I've had to leave some stores because I'm a very auditive person. I'm not so visual, but I really use the sense of hearing a lot. So
yes.
So for me, it just goes right into my energy field, like.
Yeah, you feel it.
I feel it.
Like when you buy clothes, you feel it. You'll feel, yes, that you know, particular dress resonates with me or it doesn't, because it's all based on energy. Everything's just energy.
So what I really hope that people get out of this is that you can actually heal yourself. You don't need something outside of yourself. If you read the book, The Healing Code, and it's even translated in Danish, so for all the Danish listeners out there, and just purchase Elio's music, which is not that expensive at all. It's just, I was really surprised that it was so inexpensive. And you have it forever and can play it over and over again. And you have all the power within already to heal everything that you want to heal in your life, no matter if you are dealing with a physical thing like migraines or back pains or arthritis, or if you're dealing with something of like forgiveness, as you shared with us, Elio. So you can use it for actually everything. And, you know, I'm not saying that this is the only healing modality. We are both, Elio and I, are very aware that of course, you have to do different things, like nutrition plays a big role, as you can listen to in many of my other podcasts. I'm a big fan of you are what you eat. So this is just one of the modalities that I use and I'm very excited about. And I hope that in sharing that today with more people, that they will get the benefits that I have experienced from it. So are you using the healing code yourself sometimes, Elio?
I used it during the process of writing. So the process was probably about a 5 to 6 month process of writing. And so I was quite involved with the healing code and the music at the same time.
Great. Great. Is there anything that I haven't asked you that you would like me to ask you?
No, I'm not sure. I'm just thinking you've asked me the, you know, type of instruments. Have I described my music to you? Do you feel like I've given you a good description of... yeah, probably have, I guess.
Yeah, and you know what? I think that even better than hearing it, it's just listening to the real music yourself.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
That's just the best thing that you can do, because... as you say yourself, it's all about feelings.
It's about feeling, and my, describing that is, you know, I want my music to evoke healing and love. That's really the guts. I want it to intentionally be emotional. And I get that a lot where people say, oh, it's very emotional. Well, thank you, because that's what I want it to do. I want it to move your emotions. I don't want it to be... an appreciation for just, that's probably not the right word, an appreciation for just listening.
No, it's more than that. You want it to work on a cell level.
Absolutely. Yeah. I want your emotions to move.
Yes.
And so when I want people to feel when they listen to the music, because I make it intentionally evocative.
Yeah.
So, you know, I believe that music heals by triggering a memory, a feeling, and a vibration. So the music amplifies that. And what it does is it allows it to be expressed and released. And this release or expression is what I believe heals.
And Elio, if somebody out there is listening right now and they want you to compose music for their next movie or for their website or for a commercial or whatever they're working on, can they just contact you and...
info@elio.net.au
Say that again. Info?
So my email is info@elio.net.au
Okay, great. And I'll put all the links below, and you can also just go through my website. No problem. You can find Elio there. I'm such a big fan that I actually posted him on top of my website. That should tell you something, people.
So, I was just blown away. I thought, oh, thanks, Ethan.
Not everybody gets that address.
I feel very important and special.
You are very special, Elio, and I really appreciate everything that you're doing. And yeah, I'm very, very thankful for what your music is doing. Thank you for bringing that beautiful healing modality to the rest of us. Thank you, Elio.
Pleasure. And I'm just doing my, you know, my small part for the world, just like you are. So, that's why we all connect.
Thank you. Thank you for this time today, all the way from Australia.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Good day, mate.
Yeah.
Have a wonderful day.
And we would... Favel.
Favel. Okay. Take care, Elio. Bye.
Thanks, Ethan.
I hope you enjoyed this episode with Elio. To hear more samples of his beautiful music, click on the picture of Elio on my website. Also, I do 365 videos in English every year, and you can find me at Daily Energizer on Facebook and on Twitter. Have an amazing day, and thank you for listening to Energidos Talk Show. Bye!